As we mentioned, Democrats will try to move forward on health care using what's called reconciliation, a procedural maneuver that would allow them to pass a bill with a simple majority to avoid the threat of a Republican filibuster. That would represent a new, more aggressive approach for the White House, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama repeatedly asked lawmakers during Thursday's marathon health care talks to focus on areas where the two parties agree. But near the end of the meeting, he admitted there might not be enough common ground to build a bipartisan health care plan. Republican voters don't like the Democratic plans that passed the House and Senate, he said, and even if there were a compromise, they might not like that any better.
The truth of the matter is that politically speaking, there may not be any reason for Republicans to want to do anything.
Mr. Obama said the meeting was still worthwhile, though, if only to clarify for the American people what the health care debate is about. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander said Republicans were also grateful for the opportunity to make their case to a national television audience, sitting side by side with the president.
The president's got the biggest megaphone in the country, and when he shares it with Republicans, that gives us a chance to show who we are and what we believe, and we did that, and I think we did it pretty well.
In fact, showcasing Republican ideas was one of Mr. Obama's goals for the summit. Instead of judging the Democratic plan in isolation, he wants voters to compare it to what the GOP is offering. And Thursday, anyone watching C-SPAN got that chance for 7.5 hours. Political analyst Ross Baker of Rutgers University spent the day glued to his television.
I'm probably one of the few people who sat through the entire thing.
Baker joked that even he dozed off occasionally, but on the whole, he came away impressed by both parties. Watching the president go round and round with Republicans, he said, was like watching a polished professor working with a classroom of bright students. Neither side gave much ground, if indeed they gave any, but Baker didn't expect them to.
Many of these arguments the Republicans made were based on long-standing Republican principles about the scope of government. And the president and the Republicans just see things very differently.
One of the most contentious differences is how far the two parties want to go in covering the uninsured. The Democrats' plan would extend health insurance to some 30 million people who don't now have it, and the president admitted that cost money. The Republicans' plan would cover only one-tenth as many. Democrats argue that leaving people uninsured shifts the cost of their care onto other people, but this dispute also reflects a core difference in the two parties' philosophies, as the president noted.
If we think it's important as a society to not leave people out, then we're going to have to figure out how to pay for it. If we don't, then we should acknowledge that we're not going to do that.
The president admitted this partisan divide might be too wide to bridge in 7 hours or even 7 weeks. In that case, he suggested Democrats might have to move forward on their own and leave it up to voters to judge whether they're right.
That's what elections are for. We have honest disagreements about the vision for the country, and we'll go ahead and test those out over the next several months till November.
At one point Thursday, after being criticized by his 2008 Republican rival, John McCain, Mr. Obama said, "We're not campaigning anymore. The election's over." But this summit wasn't really about silencing the guns of the last war. It was the opening salvo of the next one. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.